prices go up.
Invest in Las Vegas real estate. Save thousands and make thousands. Call 1-877-542-0098. Call today.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
It's time for Legally Steal with your consumer advocate, S.E. Day. To be on the show, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340. Now here's S.E. Day.
Good morning. Good morning, Tampa Bay. Good morning, world. To my Blog Talk listeners out in California, New York, North Carolina, Arkansas, Texas, some in Texas, even in Mississippi. Welcome to the Legally Steal Show, and this is our Saturday edition of the show. And, of course, this is Memorial Day weekend. So I thought I'd bring you something different today. Instead of me telling you about issues that matter most to your wallet, I'm going to have a special guest on today where we're going to be talking about your attitude. And I say it's a tribute to our returning soldiers. Since I'm a vet and I survived the war, some of my fellow brothers and sisters didn't, and they didn't come home. So, of course, this is a special tribute to the families of the fallen. But to those soldiers who have returned to this great land and maybe having issues adjusting, we're going to have a motivator on to talk with you today. She's going to come up after our first break. Her name is Miss Dana Pepper Carpenter. She's a motivator. She's a talk show host. She has a book coming up, and she'll tell you more about it when she comes on the air with me. Funny thing, I actually got at the store, okay? And it was, I got Santa Claus, if you will. I got this dollar bill, and lo and behold, I talked about bringing the darn thing in for the longest time, and what do I do this morning? I forget the dollar bill. Okay, so what people, when you go into the store and you get your money from the teller, from the cashier, people are still passing bad notes across the tellers, and if you're not paying attention to your money, you can get got. I know that's not proper English, but I don't care. This is my show, and I'm talking to you on this Saturday morning. So it was a dollar bill, and, of course, if you don't know, it's a crime to alter the face of money of any U.S. currency, and it's also a crime to pass bad notes. This is kind of like a funny week. I was talking with a friend of mine who's a banker, and just tell you about the stupidity of idiots. Yeah, the stupidity of idiots. This guy goes into the bank with a fraudulent check, okay? And he's attempting to cash the check, and he sits there. Now, I don't know about you, but it doesn't take that long to cash a check when you take it inside the bank. But the guy just sits there, and he's waiting like he's deserving his money that's coming. He waits and waits and waits until the police comes and took him right on to jail. So he's spending his Memorial Day in jail right now. So you got to be careful with your money. Make sure your money is legal tender. And if you're not sure, take it by a bank. Not to cash it, not to pass it, but take it by a bank and have them check it out for you. They'll tell you if it's real or not. So to all of the $1 bill holders, pick up your $1 bill and make sure it doesn't have a picture of Santa Claus on it because you can't spend it. Yeah, I guess it's only good for one day of the year, Bill. What do you think, Christmas? I don't think it's New Year's. What do you think?
Whatever you think.
No, it's Santa Claus.
Oh,
Bill, are you not listening in the studio?
Dollar Bill's listening.
Dollar Bill is listening. Got that. So the show today is, like I said, I want to do a tribute to the families of the fallen, as well as those soldiers who have returned home. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a major problem, in our military. And, of course, me being a vet, I can tell you the government doesn't necessarily recognize things as fast as they should. So you have soldiers returning with issues. And you got to take into account, when you're around bullets flying all the time and bombs exploding, you have to stay on high alert. Well, when you're on that type of alert 24/7, when you return home, and we're talking about you're in theater, you're in country for months, I mean 8, 9, 10 months, and you're doing tour behind tour, back to back. You come home and it is stress. It is post-stress disorder. Whether the government wants to call it like it is or not, that's their problem. I call it post-stress disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. So, of course, after the break, our guest, she has her own story. She is, I don't think she was military, but she has her own story of how she overcame adversity and to be at the top of her game. Listen, feel free to give me a call here at the studio on the local line, 727-441-3000, or you can hit me up on the national line, 1-866-826-1340. And, of course, for my Blog Talk listeners, I have another number. You know, my guest number is 347-637-1008.
Your other guest, Larry, he's on hold, too.
Okay, so thank you. Apparently my instant message is not up on the computer in here, Bill. Okay, great. So I was going to save that guest for you. We were going to talk with Dana first, and then I was going to talk with Dr. London, who's also a business success coach, motivator as well. Dana has a life story. She has a life story that can help you in your time of stress. Thank you, Bill. So, who is – okay, that's somebody else. I don't know. You're the producer. Talk with the producer. I don't handle that. But, in these times, this is a great weekend. It's a great celebration. Things are going to be on hold. And a lot of people will be out celebrating the holiday, including me. I'll make sure I'm on the beach, and I'll be enjoying the waves. But I'm also giving thanks this weekend. For my brothers and sisters who made it safe for me to be on the radio this morning. Yes, I did my time, but I always like to thank my brother and sister veterans for doing such an outstanding job. And it wasn't yours, but it was yours to do. So, looks like we have a guest this morning, another guest, and we're going to take him right after the break. That's Mr. Larry Henderson from Smart Music Entertainment. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Hey, Tampa Bay, this is your host, S.C. Day. You know, here at the Legally Steal Show, we don't stroke your ears with music, but we do leave your brain all satisfied with the climax of issues that matter most to your wallet. Tune in to us Saturdays at 8 a.m. where we'll discuss the pressing issues of the day. Only on the Legally Steal Show where we're bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet. That's Saturdays, 8 a.m. on the Tan Talk Network.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You don't need to be an NHL goalie to make great saves. As a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, you'll make great saves every day. They've got low rates on credit cards and car loans, free banking services like free ATM, and unlike the other guys, a free debit card with no debit card fees. Check out all the great saves at Grow Financial. I became a member 2 years ago, and you can become a member today. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, this is S.E. Day, your host of the Legally Steal Show. The other day, I stopped into one of the branches of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union, and they're doing something awesome. They have a big promotion where they're going to be giving away my best-selling book, The Negotiating Experience, Your Car Deal Your Way, to anyone who has opened an account with Grow. If you listen to me, you know that I'm an advocate for credit unions, so make sure you call them. Get your copy of the book. Give me a call at the station here at the Tan Talk Network, and I'll make sure I get it autographed for you. Only on the Legally Steal Show, where we're bringing you issues that matter most to your wallet and with Grow Financial.
This is Ray Charles Jr., and when you want to know about consumer issues that matter most to your wallet, I listen to my man, S.E. Day, on the Legally Steal Show.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.C. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. Listen, what's in a name? Take, for instance, the Legally Steal Show. It's an oxymoron, basically two contradictory terms combined. Here's another example, Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair. A lot of people may think this company only repairs air conditioners. To the contrary, Ice Cold Air has been servicing vehicles for friends and neighbors for more than 40 years in the Tampa Bay area. Whatever your vehicle repair need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a cost far less than any of their competitors. And you don't need a special coupon or a price match guarantee to get it done. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair will beat any estimate of any of their competitors up to 50%. Stop by one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee it.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted, or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore? Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap.
Welcome back to Legally Steal. To be on the program this morning, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Once again, here's S.E. Day.
Thank you. I'm back for this Memorial Day weekend. And in studio with me, I have Miss Dana Pepper Carpenter. Now, you may be asking yourself, who the heck is Dana Pepper Carpenter?
That's a great question.
It is a great question. I mean, I know who you are, and
right.
I've heard your a presentation,
mm-hmm.
awesome presentation. And, of course, you know, we are on FCC-regulated radio.
I understand.
Okay, so, you know, don't say anything that's going to get me kicked off the air.
I understand.
Because I'll come on your show, and I'll make sure you get kicked off the air.
I hear you.
And we'll both be broke and struggling radio show host, okay?
I got you.
So, this morning I have Miss Dana Pepper Carpenter, and you can go to her website, danapeppercarpenter.com.
Correct.
Okay? Dana, if you would...
Mm-hmm.
Because this is Memorial Day weekend, and as we were talking over the break, a lot of people just enjoy that day off, okay?
Right.
And it's the kickoff of summer. You know, yesterday I was looking at, I guess it was GMA, and it was the Toyota Concert Series and all this good stuff, right?
Excellent.
But what is the, you have a message,
mm-hmm.
and that message pretty much resonates towards anybody. But it's a story, you have a story of struggle and triumph.
I do.
And for my fellow brothers and sisters in the military
mm-hmm.
who have returned home from, or returning home from Afghanistan, returning home from Iraq, what is your story to give to them? But first, tell us a little bit about Dana Pepper Carpenter.
Well, first of all, SC, thank you so much for having me on today.
Not a problem.
This is definitely an honor. And it's an honor for me specifically because it is such a momentous and monumental weekend.
Absolutely.
And I do, like you, want to just say thank you
yeah.
to those men and women who are fighting or who have fought so that we can enjoy days like this.
Absolutely.
So absolutely, thank you. What's my story? Well, you know, I am branding myself as the happiness expert.
Okay.
And I'm doing that for a number of reasons, but primarily I believe that if I can go from being suicidally unhappy to singing and dancing my way through life every single day.
I like that.
I do too. Then, you know, then I deserve to be the happiness expert because I believe, and I'm wanting to share this message with others, that happiness is not a destination.
Right.
Happiness is a decision.
It's not a destination. It's a decision.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and every day, every minute of the day, we're each given a multitude of opportunities to make positive, conscious choices so that we can be happy.
Right.
So, unfortunately, most of us get so distracted in our day-to-day lives that we're not paying attention, that we're not in touch with our feelings, we're not in touch with what's going on around us as it affects us personally,
right.
Because we're too caught up in what everybody else is doing, we're caught up in the distractions, we're caught up in the news. You know, our soldiers are coming home, and all they're coming home to is doom and gloom,
right.
Because that's what they're being fed.
Right.
I believe that if we focus on ourselves,
okay.
If we put our energy into ourselves, into making these positive conscious choices,
right.
We will be happy. And so I am spreading this message, and I'm bringing everybody with me. Everyone will be singing and dancing and happy.
Good. So basically, what you're saying is, it truly is a decision.
Absolutely.
So even though our soldiers are returning
mm-hmm.
With post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm.
It's okay to talk to someone.
Absolutely.
It's okay to cry if you want to.
Absolutely.
What was that song years ago? It's my party, I can cry if I want to.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
Right, so you can cry if you want to.
And it's healthy to do so.
Right.
We have been conditioned to want success, but we've been imprisoned by fear and limiting beliefs so that
right.
We don't believe that it's possible to attain success.
Right.
If you feel like crying, indulge that moment
yeah.
to make yourself feel better. If you feel like talking and venting and getting out all of that negativity, do so, because on the other side of that is happiness. But you can't be afraid to express yourself. That's you.
And the other side of what you're saying is look within, not without.
Absolutely. It is, always has been, always will be about you. All of your answers, all of your tools, all of the resources that you need in order to be happy
right.
reside within.
You know, I'm former military, but I'm also former law enforcement. And I can tell you that in that world,
mm-hmm.
you tend to be able to talk with only the people
mm-hmm.
that have experienced it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, how do you come home from a situation like Afghanistan
mm-hmm.
and talk to your friend or your wife or your mother
mm-hmm.
about issues that were going on over there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, when I was there 22 years ago in the desert, the Persian Gulf War, some of the pictures that we saw, I was military police, so we had some firsthand knowledge of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to joke with the Air Force that you guys will come in and you'll blow things up. And then us as the Army and the Marines, we have to go clean it up. Okay? But to see, and I'm not trying to be morbid or too graphic,
mm-hmm.
but to see parts of bodies,
mm-hmm.
okay, that you know,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, you've come from Kansas, if
mm-hmm.
you will, where people are people and you're walking around with your arms and legs.
Right.
But then to be in a country and you see what an ordinance can do to someone,
mm-hmm.
that affects your mindset. It affects your mental state.
Absolutely.
And you're saying that it's okay that when you get home,
mm-hmm.
don't bottle that stuff up. Because it leads to a number of things. I mean, there is an outlet, regardless of whether you want it or not.
Exactly.
And it can lead to, you know, we have soldiers. Right now, the suicide rate amongst soldiers
mm-hmm.
is extremely high,
mm-hmm.
higher than it's ever been,
mm-hmm.
because these guys aren't getting the help, and they're not releasing this when they come home.
Right.
Okay, soldiers are killing people on the bases,
mm-hmm.
Or they're doing things crazy. And this is not something new.
Right.
In all of my military training and years of learning of military history, this type of thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, your book that's coming out.
Yes.
I can't wait to get a copy and read it.
Me too. It's currently being edited. It will be released next month, so I'm very excited about that.
What's the title of it?
The working title, unless my editor decides to change it in the 25th hour, the working title is Fearlessly Happy.
Fearlessly Happy.
Fearlessly Happy.
So that is a message that we can give to our fighting military. And not just fighting military,
mm-hmm.
but you're talking about the support system for the military,
absolutely.
The families that are at home.
Absolutely.
And the neighbors, the community.
Mm-hmm.
The title again.
Fearlessly Happy.
Fearlessly Happy. Now, and this is something that I want you to check out her website.
Yes.
I want you to check Dana out. And, of course, you can go to our website, Legally Steel Show. Now, I can tell you this is Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to have her. I'm going to have your information up. I promise I'm going to have your information up.
I trust you.
But until then, you can go to her website, DanaPepperCarpenter.com, and you can see more about Dana. Now, Dana, tell us a little bit about the book.
The book focuses on dispelling fears and dispelling limiting beliefs. You know, if in your mental vocabulary you have phrases such as, I can't do this because.
Right.
I'm afraid to do this because. I don't think I can do this because. Those are all limiting beliefs, and they're false.
Now, I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
A lot of these beliefs come from
environment, come from upbringing, come from, I have a chapter in my book. The chapter is Village Voices. Voices.
It takes a village to raise a
child. Village to raise a child. However, these village voices sometimes can be the catalyst to these limiting beliefs.
Can't. Don't. Stop. Quit. You shouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, things like that.
Exactly. And we grow up believing that, and all that does is foster an environment, an internal environment of fear.
Right.
And it's crippling. It's crippling to people to be imprisoned by so much fear. Well, if we can get rid of the fear, if we can stare the fear in the face and know that you're stronger and you're strong enough to conquer the fear, then you are strong enough to form your own beliefs based on what it is you want to accomplish in your life. And it's not about the village voices. The village voices can contribute useless chatter. They can contribute, you know, they can be the ear that you need as an adult. But once you get to a certain point in your life, you have to know how to drown out the sound of the village voices so that you can get to where you want to be in your life. Because, again, it's always going to be about you.
Well, here's another thing that's a real good point of contention is that those village voices become your voice.
Exactly.
So now when you no longer hear the village voice, you're hearing your own voice limiting you from doing things in life.
Exactly.
People look at me and they say, well, you know, how did you get into radio, right? I had no desire to be in radio, none whatsoever.
But
it was
you're so
not
good
a call.
At it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you. I love it. But what happened was I was a real estate developer. And when the market crashed, I was like a deer in headlights. But being a serial entrepreneur, and I can tell you, I got this. Well, I've been a serial entrepreneur for a long time, but it was it's a conditioning of the mind.
Absolutely.
I don't care what it is. It can be widgets. It can be radio. It can be building cars.
Absolutely.
I will make a business out of an idea.
Because you believe that you can.
Absolutely.
That's the only criteria you need in order to be successful. Believe that you can, and you will prove yourself right.
So,
and the universe will conspire on your behalf to make it so.
That I agree with you. It will, if you ask for it, if you believe it, it will come to you.
It's going to.
Now, I mean, I want to divert just a little.
Yes.
Years ago, this movie came out, The Secret.
Yes.
And a lot of people were running around and saying, all I have to do is ask for it. All I have to do is ask for it. And I'm going to get it. I'm just going to dream of checks coming in my mailbox, and they're going to be there.
Yes. I'm so glad you're bringing this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started studying Napoleon Hill, The Law of Success.
Yes.
Okay?
Love it.
Those 17 principles that you must adhere to before you can ever ask the universe for anything.
Yep.
And once you adhere to that, it does come to you.
It really does. And you know what? I love that book. I love Napoleon Hill. But, you know, one of the things that limits people in the beginning when they're setting a course for their life or setting out to start dreaming about what it is that they want or want to accomplish, they see all of these obstacles or potential obstacles or roadblocks that could potentially come along on their road.
Right.
And they get discouraged. Without even taking the first step, they get discouraged because they see this long road ahead of them. And one of the things that I, in my book, I talk about is not being afraid to just take one step at a time. It's not about the 20 steps that will come later. You got to just take one step. It's about taking action. And unfortunately, as much as I love The Secret, that's the part that The Secret left out.
Absolutely.
Yes, dream. Yes, believe. Yes, want. But you have to take action.
You have to take action.
You have to start going in that direction. You have to make positive, conscious choices that will ultimately lead you and get you that big goal. But it starts with you. You got to take the first step. And all you have to do is take one step at a time.
On that one step at a time, we're going to go to our mid-morning break, our mid-show break, so we can pay for, you know, us being on
That's
the airwaves
important.
So we can talk about this.
That's important.
Hey, stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Legally Steal Show, Tampa Bay's most engaging consumer advocate talk show. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Matt Salmon of Lightning Radio. You may think I'm a big, famous radio guy, but just like you, I don't like getting nickel and dimed by my bank. That's why I'm a member of Grow Financial Federal Credit Union. While the other guys are charging fees left and right, Grow Financial has free ATMs, a free debit card with no debit card fees, and low rates on credit cards and car loans. Become a member right now at growfinancial.org. Grow Financial is federally insured by NCUA and is a proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is S.C. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, your local consumer advocate nationwide. As a former Army-certified vehicle mechanic, I know the importance of vehicle maintenance. I also know the rising cost of vehicle repairs and labor rates. At Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair, you don't have to worry about being overcharged on vehicle repair or labor rates. In fact, at Ice Cold Air, their signature labor rate is up to 50% off industry standards. Ice Cold Air has more than 40 years of experience at driving down the cost of vehicle repairs, and you can bring your own parts if you like. Listen, if you've ever had a vehicle repaired, then you know what I'm talking about. It's not the parts that cost you, it's the labor. Ice Cold Air Discount Auto Repair saves you money guaranteed. They've built a reputation of taking care of your vehicle repair needs and your peace of mind at the same time. Visit one of Ice Cold Air's 16 Bay Area locations today and tell them SC sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I guarantee that.
So you put the brakes on that much-needed brake job for months. Or maybe your alternator has alternate plans. Is your exhaust system exhausted, or maybe your muffler doesn't muffle anymore? Whatever your car care need is, from tune-ups to total engine replacement, Ice Cold Air can get you back on the road at a very cool price. We have 17 Bay Area locations. Go to icecoldair.net to find the nearest location. Print out this month's special.
We may not be pretty, but we're cheap, cheap, cheap.
Welcome back to Legally Steal. To be on the program this morning, call toll-free 1-866-826-1340 or locally 727-441-3000. Once again, here's SE Day.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning as we talk about motivation, not necessarily issues that matter to your wallet. And I guess it could be issues that matter to your wallet.
You got to be motivated to see to your wallet.
Okay, I got you. I got you. we have another guest. He's a business coach and author as well, but he's a business coach, a motivator for businesses, if you will. And his name is Dr. London. Dr. London, thank you for coming in today. How are you doing?
Oh, my pleasure, S.E. Day. Yes, I'm excited to share wisdom with your listeners.
Good, good. Dr. London, in studio with me, I have Miss Dana Pepper Carpenter, and I think you've been on hold a little bit, so you've had a chance to listen to some of the things that we've been talking about. And as I told Dana, because this is Memorial Day weekend, and I know we are talking business, you and I are talking business, but Dana, both of us in studio are both business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is Memorial Day weekend. Now, the thing that I kind of want to twist is, with the economy being the way that it is today, Dr. London, this is directed at you. More people, I've been saying this for a while, that more people are going to start looking at creating their own businesses because corporations are dead and, you know, Newspapers are falling by the wayside every day, so people are looking for jobs that they can't find, and now they're becoming creative. In what you do, Dr. London, how would you recommend someone getting started in their own business? Now I'm gonna parlay that over, and once you answer that, I'm gonna parlay that over to Dana, so we can kind of discuss from a motivational factor into what you're doing. So how would a person go by getting started?
Okay. First of all, I agree with you, S.E. Day. We're a small business world. We're moving in that particular direction because it's very easy to operate a business from your home.
Right.
Okay. One of the easiest ways to move in that particular arena, and I've been listening to Dana, and you're absolutely correct in everything you say, Dana. Everything starts. It's all about you. Humans were taught that as children, that life is all about you, but not based on your ego, but being based on being what I call heart-centered.
Right.
So the first step is you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The greatest way to start is you take inventory.
Right.
You take inventory of exactly where you are in every area of your life. If you have a dollar in the bank and you want 10,000 or 100,000 or 1 million, and I'll tell your listeners how to do it. You go to your Word document or you go to any place that you could write it down, and you set up three columns. To the left would be May. Today is the 26th, May 26, 2012. Right. The middle is call to action, and on the right, let's put September 1st.
Okay.
So on the left, you put exactly where you are in every area of your life. You want to change your car, if you want to change your wife, or your husband.
Dr. London, now, you please don't start any stuff on this Memorial Day weekend, okay?
But you put every place you are.
Right.
And then in the September, you put where you should be.
Okay.
And that's the problem with most human beings. And remember, listeners out there, there's the economy, and then there's S.E. Day economy.
Right.
Then there's the Dr. Richard London economy, and it should be separate. I have clients of mine in third world countries making $500,000 a month, U.S. dollars.
Wow.
So a lot of what you hear about how bad something might be,
yeah.
If you believe it, then it's going to be bad. But
absolutely.
The world and the opportunities in the world today are unlimited.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. See, your professional life and your business life is all wrapped together.
Right.
And that's the reason humans are suffering. Also, as you said, S.E. Day, you're absolutely correct. The reason the major companies in the world are crumbling, like Eastman Kodak, is because the people making the decisions are not in wellness.
Right.
Wellness is being whole in mind, body, and spirit, and they lack clarity. I did a study about a year and a half ago of all the top executives in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Only one person was 80% whole.
Right.
Wow.
One person. So it ranged between 15 and 40% whole.
Doc, I'm probably about 82%. I mean, I'm still working. It is a work in progress, really.
Absolutely. We are a constant work in progress.
Yeah.
But we should be actually working on ourselves. And I'm so glad that you said, first, Dr. London, that it's about putting a plan in place. That first step, that's taking action.
Absolutely.
Put that plan in place, write it down, and then you have something to work towards. So I love that, Dr. London.
Dr. London, if you would, tell me a little of your background.
Well, I'm a medical doctor with three PhDs, so I'm overeducated. When I graduated medical school, I realized that my mother and father wanted me to be a doctor, and I really, really wanted to master life, and I really wanted to be able to understand human beings. So I'm a true futurist because, actually, I can see into the future.
I have since a child. I like that.
So what I did was I looked into the future and I said, wow, look at all this technology that's going to come about. Cell phones,
right.
You name it.
Well, listen.
So what I did was,
Dr. London, Listen.
Yes.
What I want to do is, I have another person, I have another caller on the line, but he he is the epitome of what you and Dana are talking about. He started with an idea, created this idea, and it's, believe it or not, it's an educational hip hop album. His name is Larry Henderson. Larry, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Oh, everybody's great here.
Everybody's great here.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
Now, Larry,
I like hip hop. It really rocks.
Thank you.
Now, Larry, if you would, you came up, I mean, this is kind of a unique idea because we think of hip hop, but we definitely don't think of it from an educational standpoint. And you're doing something, because if you've been listening, you've heard Dana talk about Village Voices.
Yes.
Where it starts very early on of all of the negativity, all of the things that you can't do. What you're doing in your hip-hop album is you're actually taking children and altering their state of mind, correct?
Yes. I mean, yes, that's definitely a good way to put it.
Well, tell us, how did you start with the hip-hop album? What made that come about?
Well, it's a couple of different things that just kind of collided. Number one, I'm a rapper. I've been rhyming since the third or fourth grade, so it's just a passion that I automatically have.
Okay.
I've also read a lot. And, you know, today, I when I heard a child ask, why is this information going to be important, and it was a high school student, you know, at that moment, it was like, well, you know, we got to do something to change that, because that I don't feel like that's a question that should be asked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I just kind of collided both worlds of, well, I know I can rap, and I definitely love to read, so I'm going to combine these two worlds, put together an educational album, and then we're going to use this album to promote learning and to promote the importance of getting an education.
Gotcha. And it doesn't necessarily, I mean, when you talk of education, because, you know, I got my bachelor's, I got my master's, help me out with this, but are you talking about all education or like, say, street education, street knowledge, or the straight academics? What exactly is the album encompassing for children?
Well, you know, just to give you some of the titles on the album, it's The Kings and Queens, Black Inventors, The First 25 Presidents, Black Congresswomen, 50 States, Moors. You know, those, you know, this is an educational album.
Right.
As a parent, I absolutely love this.
Gotcha. What's the name of the album, Larry?
The album is called Lesson One.
Lesson
Hip-Hop and Education.
Excellent. Oh, I love it.
Now, Dr. London, you're still with me, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, hearing what Larry is saying, Larry basically took an idea from where he started. This was his craft. He was rapping in the business, and he took an idea and expanded that idea into business. Now, I understand you have some of your clients in third world countries making, was it $500,000 a month?
Yes.
Okay. See, these two people on the phone right now, Larry,
yes.
Dr. London, you guys need to talk. Because he's a business consultant. Dr. London is a business consultant, also an author, business coach, and he's teaching businesses how to take their business to the next level. And in what you're doing, this is a powerful medium that you have, because we've known for years that music can be a way to touch the soul.
Absolutely.
But you're using music as a way to touch the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Empowerment is what Larry's really doing.
Absolutely, and I love it.
Well, see, and this is a beautiful triage of people right here, because I have Dana here talking about motivation, and Dana, your book is
Fearlessly Happy.
Fearlessly Happy, and she's talking about something very important. It's called the Village Voices.
Absolutely.
You know, we've and I know all of us have heard this. It takes a community to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes that community might not have the right voices to raise the
children.
To
be influencing your child, exactly.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Dr. London, what is the name of your book?
Well, I have several books.
You have three PhDs. You should have.
Great Language, Great Life is one of the books.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't really promote my books in the world today because a lot of people are suffering and they
right.
need solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really interested in providing people with solutions so they can move ahead. And I want to explain something.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught incorrectly in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
Business is not about money.
Nope.
Nothing in the world today is about money.
Exactly.
It's about language.
Hmm.
And it is about mastering language. If you master yes and no, those two words, you can be a really master in the world today.
Hmm.
And another thing your listeners are going to like.
Doc, expound on that a little bit more.
Okay. Is that because yes and no provides the boundaries necessary to provide yourself with a life that is balanced.
Okay.
The reason people are suffering in the world today is because they're listening too much to incorrect media. See, there's knowledge, and knowledge is once conceived a perception of what might be true, but then there's wisdom. And listeners, wisdom works for everyone every time. And what I want to tell you, listeners, in the world we live in 2012, there's a lot of divine intervention.
Okay.
Yes. My parents, your parents, S.E. Day, Dana's parents, Larry's parents, there wasn't much divine intervention in the world.
Right.
And there is a lot of divine intervention. So if you really are doing things to help others, the divine intervention comes into play. And to simplify it, and I'm only simplifying, it
okay.
blesses your life.
Right.
And we're not talking, I'm not talking about a religion. I'm talking
right.
this beautiful divine energy that is moving people like Larry, like Dana, like myself, like you, S.E. Day,
mm-hmm.
to do great things in the world. See, we're in a world where people need to move into a divine purpose.
Right.
And that's what Larry has moved in, and I could tell Dana has.
Oh,
her
yeah.
energy is fabulous. Yes,
yeah.
and yours as well.
Thank you, Dr. London.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, Dr. London. What is, and I'm going to put it up on our website, and of course it's going to be on the blog as well, but what is your information? How can I find you on the web?
Well, you can find me at doctorateoflife.com.
Doctorateoflife.com. Okay.
Yeah. What happened was is that when my daughter was 5 years old, she asked me if she could babysit.
Right.
And I said, Nicole Marie, you're a baby. She goes, I can do it, Daddy. I can do it.
Right.
So I trained her. By the time she was 18, Dana, Larry, S.E. Day, she was self-actualized.
Right.
Excellent.
You didn't tell her, honey, you're a baby, you can't do that.
No, I didn't tell her.
You never tell a child
yeah.
that you can't
yeah.
anything.
I gave, when she was 2 years old, I gave her an 800 number, and I said, you can always reach your daddy. It's toll-free.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Larry. And,
yes.
In what you're doing with your album, how are you, I understand coming on the radio, but how are you marketing your album and your message to the children? What are you doing? I mean, who are you talking to the parents or are you talking to the children?
Well, you know, we do both. You know, we have an hour workshop where we actually go into the schools, perform the music, and then for the latter part of the workshop, we discuss the importance of education where I get feedback and you know, listen to them and they listen to me. And we've also shows, we've also do radio interviews, and you know, it's been a great response from not only the kids and not only the parents, but also fans of hip hop music as well.
So you said something important. You said workshop. You're not just pushing an album out there to make some money and get paid. You're actually doing workshops. And quite honestly, you, Dr. London, and Dana, all are doing workshops because what you're doing is you are helping people get to the next level.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a way to apply the knowledge that anyone provides for you or gives to you or gifts to you,
right.
then you're never going to use it. It's never going to make that difference in your life. You have to apply it. And that's why workshops are so important. That's why, you know, doing having a study guide or having exercises that you can work on at home is so important, because you are a constant work in progress, like you said earlier.
Absolutely.
Essie. And if you're not working on yourself every day, you're not being the best possible you that you can be in every minute of the day.
Now, remember, I am turning this show towards the returning military personnel, those people that are coming home from war, coming home, and they don't know which way to turn. They try to depend on the government, and I can tell you, being a vet, looking into the VA for help is like, you know, I might as well be looking for a needle in a haystack. So, and what everybody is saying is you have to start within you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start within you. And there are resources out there. Dana has resources. Larry has resources. Larry, where can we find your information? How would I find you? How would a listener find you?
Well, the website is called smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com.
What? Try that one again, Larry.
The website.
Okay.
I'll say it again. smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com.
Okay, smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com.
Right. The album is it's on iTunes and Amazon. We actually hit the bestsellers list about a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You can also find us on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop, Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment, and a YouTube channel called Smart Hip Hop Music.
Now, of course, all the listeners that are tuned in, you can always hit rewind on your player, because this is going to be podcast and you'll be able to pick that information up. Yes, it's long, but I'm going to have it on our website. You know, Dr. London, Dana here, and Larry, you guys are going to make me work on Memorial Day weekend. That's fine. That's,
you love your job, though.
Yeah,
okay.
whatever. I'll make sure I have it up by Monday morning, so everybody that goes to our website, they'll be able to know the information that you're putting out. It's very good information. And I really wish people that are listening to it take action.
Absolutely. It's all about taking action.
It's about taking action.
If you can wake up, you can get up.
I like that.
If you can
wake up,
you can get up. So get going.
I'm going.
And Essie Day, I want to share something with you, listener, really important.
Please.
Remember, listeners out there, your past is in stone. Your future is in paper. So that means get a pen and start designing the future that you deserve. Most people don't realize that the past is in stone. You can't do anything. But the future is in paper. It's not written in a big book up there
right.
in the sky. You can design it now.
I can tell you what I like about all three of your programs. I am a serial entrepreneur, and I can tell you I got this way by using information like yours,
mm-hmm.
finding bits and pieces of information and putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to change my mindset.
Yep.
It's one thing to be, you know, it's when you have a job, you really have, you've locked yourself into a mental state
mm-hmm.
of a job. And you depend on that mental state.
Right.
And it's a transition to go from having a job mentality
mm-hmm.
to an entrepreneurial mentality.
Two very different mentalities.
And it took me years. It mm-hmm. took me years to get there. And I'm a very smart guy. I'm like, what is the problem? But it took me years of trial and error
mm-hmm.
and learning as much as I could. And I'm not there yet.
Hopefully you will never be there.
Thank you. I'm about 82%.
You never want to hit a plateau. Always stay peaking.
Gotcha. So, Dr. London, if you had to give your best advice to one of your clients, okay, to get to that next threshold, what would you say to them?
Well, in the world we live in today, it's humans' passion. So make a list of what you're really passionate about, what you can't live without.
Right.
And you take one of those passions and you turn that passion, first of all, into a purposeful life, and then it unfolds into a divine purposeful life. And I'll share something. There's the game of life, and then there's something new and big called the divine game of life.
Okay.
Most people out there, including you, Essie Day,
mm-hmm.
at one time, if not now, You're playing everybody else's game. You're playing the game of the United States.
Right.
Your mothers, your fathers.
Right.
All the role models you had in your life. You're playing their game of life. And there's only one game of life to play.
And that's my game.
And that's your game.
Absolutely.
And it's called the divine game of life.
I tell you.
And once you're there, guess what? The ultimate game of life is to have absolute freedom.
Yeah.
And creating abundance and balance and wealth, wellness,
absolutely,
love, peace, and spirituality.
All
and then you're there.
Yes. And
happiness.
That, you know, Dr. London, what you're saying, that is a mindset that I can hear your passion in your voice. I can just imagine you talking to individuals, especially individuals that have returned from Afghanistan or individuals that have returned from Iraq, and you're telling them that it's not about the story that they just left.
Mm-hmm.
That's the past. It's written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about where they go from today, right now, them moving forward. Listen, Dr. London, I appreciate you being on the show with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
And
my pleasure to be on every day. And, Larry, I wish you the best. And, Dana, keep doing what you do. Happiness and being happy inside is really important. I'm happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
There's no better way to live, Dr. London.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Thank you, Dr. London. Listen, enjoy your Memorial Day.
Oh, you too. Take care.
All right. Larry.
Yes.
You still with me? Good.
Yes, I am.
Here, listen, what would one thing be if you're going to say something, if you're going to address children right now or parents right now, what would you say to them that would make them want to be a part of the educational hip-hop movement?
Oh, wow. Okay. That didn't...
Yeah. So you come on here, you go to playing with me, we get real with it, man.
Yeah, because I thought you were just going to say, like, one of my last words or something like that.
Now, I want you to say something powerful because people need to know about the movement. That's what it is. It's a movement.
Well... one of the things that I like the listeners to understand, at least about, you know, this educational hip hop movement, is that we don't just throw facts onto beats and say, here, you know what I mean, this is education and this is hip hop. You know, first and foremost, it's a hip hop album. You have that sound, you have that authentic hip hop, you know, with the lyrics and the
right
beats. So it's not something that's just, you know, it's an authentic hip hop album, but the content is educational.
Gotcha.
You know, if you want to listen to hip hop music, but you also want to you know, teach and have something that you can play around your children and have them learn something.
Right.
Then this is the album for you,
Larry. I will be buying this album.
Larry, listen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on, and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
You as well.
All right, Dana. Last the door. Tell us fearlessly.
You're fearlessly happy. You're meant to live that way, so do it. Make the decision. Go in that direction. Take action.
Gotcha. Hey, this is the Legally Steel Show. I appreciate you taking your time on a Saturday morning to join in with me. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Drink, but be safe. Do not run over anybody. And I'm a cyclist calling for the cyclists. Don't run over me or anybody else, okay? We love life. Enjoy your weekend.
WTA, Clearwater, Bay, WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, and FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock. NBC News Radio.